produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Daily Audio Stash is where responsible marijuana smokers listen in on the latest news about cannabis, hear the voices of the marijuana law reform movement in special segments and interviews, and kick back with comedy and music no other podcast can offer. It's Normal's Daily Audio Stash. More information at normalaudiostash.com. Welcome back to the Audio Stash. Today, I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Take a moment to join us at Normal to end marijuana prohibition in America. Just visit NORML.org. We've put together a stash to last you all weekend. Make sure you visit our archive to download any shows you might have missed. This week, we heard from Dale Gerringer of California's Normal in an interview on Monday. Tuesday, we had an extended discussion with Paul Armentano about cannabis and rat studies. Wednesday, we heard from Dr. Mitch Earlywine on mixing cigarettes and marijuana. And yesterday, we spoke with one of America's only federally exempt and supplied medical marijuana patients, Irvin Rosenfeld. All these shows are up in our archive at normalaudiostash.com. Today on our Friday show, we're going to start things off by playing you our weekly Normal News podcast. In August of 2005, we started podcasting the weekly audio press release, and since last year, the once-a-week podcast has received over 150,000 downloads. Even more important, in just 8 weeks since we started here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash, we've had almost 100,000 downloads of this program. All of us at Normal would like to thank everyone who's listened to our audio podcast this year. We'll end marijuana prohibition together in America, one listener at a time. Here's our weekly Normal News. Again, you can subscribe to it as a separate podcast every week. Just visit norml.org/podcast. National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is Normal News. I'm Chris Goldstein. Our stories today include supporters turn in 129,000 signatures in favor of Colorado pot legalization initiative. Heavy cannabis use not independently associated with cardiovascular risks. And Normal's Daily Audio Stash approaches 100,000 downloads. More information about these stories and membership in the Normal Foundation is available at norml.org. First today, from Denver, Colorado, supporters turn in 129,000 signatures in favor of Colorado pot legalization initiative. Supporters of a proposed statewide initiative to eliminate all criminal and civil penalties for the possession of cannabis by adults turned in 129,000 signatures this week to the Colorado Secretary of State's office to place the measure on the November 2006 ballot. State law requires proponents to collect valid signatures from 68,000 registered Colorado voters in order to qualify the initiative on the electoral ballot. Quote, "The fact that we collected nearly twice as many signatures as are required under state law highlights the widespread support for ending the madness of marijuana prohibition in Colorado," close quote, said Mason DeVert, campaign director for Safer Alternatives for Enjoyable Recreation, or SAFER, the organization sponsoring the initiative. If certified by state officials and approved by voters this November, the measure would make the possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana legal in Colorado for those age 21 or older. Last year, voters in Denver approved a similar municipal measure by 54%. More information is available on Normal's website and at saferchoice.org. Next up today, from San Francisco, California. Heavy cannabis use not independently associated with cardiovascular risks. Heavy marijuana use is not independently associated with high blood pressure or other cardiovascular risk factors, according to the findings of a 15-year longitudinal study published in the August issue of the American Journal of Cardiology. Investigators at the Department of Epidemiology and Biostatistics at the University of California, San Francisco assessed the association between marijuana use and caloric intake, body mass index, and cardiovascular risk factors in 3,617 young adults participating in the Coronary Artery Risk Development in Young Adults Project, or CARDIA. Though heavy self-reported use of cannabis was associated with higher caloric intake, 3,365 calories per day in those who used cannabis, greater than or equal to 1,800 days over a 15-year period, versus 2,746 calories per day in non-users. Marijuana use alone was not associated with higher levels of triglycerides, atherosclerosis, or blood pressure among respondents. Investigators did note that the heavy use of cannabis and alcohol together was positively associated with cardiovascular risk factors. A previous review of cannabis use and cardiotoxicity published earlier this year in the journal Forensic Science, Medicine and Pathology reported that moderate marijuana use likely poses little cardiovascular risks in humans. In human trials, cannabis smoking is typically associated with a dose-dependent increase in heart rate and blood pressure in marijuana-naive subjects, though users often become completely tolerant to those effects over time. By contrast, cannabinoid administration in animals is typically associated with vasodilation, transient bradycardia, and hypotension. The administration of synthetic cannabinoids has also been shown to lower blood pressure in animals and has not been associated with cardiotoxicity in humans. In addition, recent studies demonstrate that anandamide and other endocannabinoids profoundly suppress cardiac contractility in hypertension and can normalize blood pressure. Finally today, from Washington, D.C., Normal's daily audio stash approaches 100,000 downloads. Nearly 100,000 listeners have downloaded episodes of Normal's daily podcast since the program's launch in June. The original 30-minute programming known as Normal's Daily Audio Stash, The Growing Truth About Cannabis, is available via podcast and direct MP3 download every weekday at 4:20 p.m. at either normalaudiostash.com or norml.org. Archive shows are also available online.
In just 2 short months, nearly 100,000 marijuana law reformers have tuned into Normal's daily programming to keep abreast of the latest pot-related science, news, and events information that they won't find anywhere else but on Normal's audio stash.
That was Normal's executive director, Alan St. Pierre. He continued,
"The popularity of Normal's daily podcast illustrates that there are large numbers of Americans who desire fact-based, educational information about marijuana and marijuana law reform, and that this population increasingly is turning to Normal and away from the federal government and the mass media in order to obtain it."
According to tabulations released by Apple Computer's iTunes Music Store, Normal's podcast rank as one of the most popular political audio programs available on the Internet. Guests on Normal's audio stash have included Congressman Maurice Hinchey of New York, noted travel author Rick Steves, Alan Hopper of the ACLU Drug Law Reform Litigation Project, Normal Advisory Board member Mitch Earlywine, Burning Rainbow Farm author Dean Kuipers, comedian Tommy Chong, and many others. For more information, visit normalaudiostash.com. This has been Normal News from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. More information about the stories today and membership in the foundation is available at norml.org. You can catch our new daily podcast, Normal's Daily Audio Stash, at normalaudiostash.com. And stay tuned every week here for Normal News, right here on this station, your cell phone, computer, or iPod. I'm Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening. That was the Normal News Podcast, our original audio podcast from the Normal Foundation. You can get it as a separate subscription for free each week at norml.org/podcast. We also have links at normalaudiostash.com. Also, check out the new Audio Stash Cafe Press store. We got t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and mugs for all of you Audio Stash listeners. Just click on the Stash Gear links at normalaudiostash.com to pimp out your gear and sport the stash. Now let's get going with our full Friday playlist of music found up at podshow.com, the place for independent artists. We'll hear from the Real McKenzies, the Super Suckers, Rachel Cann, and none other than the great Merle Haggard. The Audio Stash hooks you up every Friday with some great tracks. Make sure you vote for us at PodcastAlley.com.
See that smoking bowl before ya, marks a glorious revelry. Round and round, take up a chorus, and he raps his loudly say. See that smoking bowl before.
Cause I'm making for free. Safety pin on my shoelace, took the kiss out, running to a brand new beat. This is Keith Stropp, founder of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, also known as NORML. When I founded the organization in 1970 to create a national discussion on the need to legalize marijuana for responsible adult use, no one honestly believed that 36 years later, marijuana would still be an illegal and untaxed commodity. However, since NORML began this important advocacy effort, 12 states have decriminalized the possession of marijuana, and 11 states have passed medical marijuana laws or voter initiatives, meaning that over one-third of the American population lives in a state or municipality that has reformed their marijuana laws. Isn't it time that Congress step in and pass national legislation to reform marijuana laws? Let's finish the job of legalizing marijuana once and for all by you and your like-minded friends joining and supporting NORML's long-standing advocacy. You can learn more about NORML's marijuana law reform efforts or become an active supporter by calling toll-free 888-67-NORML or by visiting www.normal.org.
Sweet child,
sweet child. The moment has arrived.
It's so beautiful here. Oh, sweet child.
Sweet child,
the moment has arrived.
Great change waits at your doorstep. Make way, it's time to let this little light of yours shine. No wasting one second guessing. Be at the ready. Be at the beck and call of the precipice of destiny. And then free fall into palpable culmination. Know that it's been leading up to this singularity since the moment you entered existence. Sweet child, the moment has arrived. Rejoice. Recognize, realize, realign, reconvene with your meaning. This is that reckoning. This is everything reacting to rapture. Notice how even the air is alert. Every breath so dedicated and brimming with portent that it catches itself, holds itself. All of nature on the verge of burgeoning, bursting, flourishing with your bloom. Tomatoes exploding with ripe on the vine. Tree bark peeling with the crave of need. Calla lilies bent over backwards. Cats paused. Paws poised mid-step, listening. Sweet child, the moment
has arrived.
Has arrived. you are still awaiting confirmation, let the words I speak right now be your final sign. You've been given symbols with every flicker of the beautiful moonbeams you call eyes. Sweet child, look and see. Action is needed. Brace yourself.
By which I mean,
unbrace yourself.
By which I mean,
become unbridled. Sweet child,
sweet child,
heed my call. Gather your resources. You need them all, so you can use them all up inside. Leave them all behind, like nothing experienced since or before. Mop the floor with yourself. Isn't this what you've been waiting for?
Make way. Make ready. Make sure,
sweet child.
Alchemize yourself out of crude form today. You
are divine.
Are divine. Crack open your cocoon and shine.
The moment has
arrived.
If you got the money, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonkin' and we'll have a time. We'll make all the night spots dance, drink beer and wine. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. Let's start out tonight. We'll spread joy, oh boy, and we'll spread it right. We'll have more fun, baby, all the way down the line. You got the money, honey, I've got the time. If you got the money, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonkin' and we'll have a time. Bring along your Cadillac, leave my old wreck behind. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. Yes, we'll go a honky-tonkin', mate, every club in town. We'll go to the park where it's dark, we won't fool around. You run short of money, I'll run short of time. You with no more money, honey, I've no more time. If you got the money, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonkin' and we'll have a time. We'll make all the nine spots dance, drink beer and wine. You got the money, honey, I've got the time.
We just heard from the Real McKenzies, the Super Suckers, Rachel Cann, and none other than the great Merle Haggard. All here for you today on Normal's Daily Audio Stash with music found up at podshow.com. Now it's time to check in with our weekly web polls. Get voting at normalaudiostash.com. All right, let's take a look at the voting this week in Normal's Audio Stash web polling. Last week we asked you, have you ever used a vaporizer? Very interesting answers. Here's how the voting turned out. 44 answers said yes, 52 folks said no, 44 yes, 52
no. Now, I was really surprised by some of the responses in there. Some of the folks who said, yes, they've used a vaporizer mentioned that they didn't like it and they wouldn't use it again. And a lot of the folks who said, no, they never have, said it was just too expensive to get one. Well, do some window shopping out there. It's pretty fun to window shop for vaporizers. There are some new and less expensive products out there, and new stuff's coming online all the time, so check it out there. Thanks for all of your votes on that question. We got a new question for you this week. Talk about the generations of smoking marijuana here in America. Did your parents smoke marijuana? Did your parents smoke marijuana? Now, I'm 30 years old, and I know my parents. Now, they don't anymore, of course, but they tell me these wonderful stories in the 70s. Do you know if your parents ever smoked marijuana? It's very interesting how marijuana has been a part of American culture for generation after generation. So, answer that question up on our website at normalaudiostash.com. Next Friday, we'll have all the answers. A big thanks to everyone who's listening in today for your votes on the Normal Audio Stash web polling. Did your parents smoke marijuana? Yes or no? Answer right up on our website at normalaudiostash.com. You don't, and I got this question last week. You don't have to put your email address in. You can vote without your email address. You can vote fully anonymously. So just go up and vote. Vote at normalaudiostash.com. Let's wrap things up today with our Friday show with some comedy from the Pot's Greatest Hit CD. We have links to buy a copy at normalaudiostash.com. Remember, every single purchase and every laugh help end marijuana prohibition.
For my birthday one year, this next guy bought me my first dugout. How practical. I'm going to use it right now. This is my good friend Brian Posehn.
I've been trying to quit pot. no, I haven't. When I wrote this joke, I was trying to quit pot. Quitting pot is fucking hard, man, because it's awesome, for one thing. It's a lot of fun. It's actually easier to become a vegetarian, you know, quitting meat. Because your friends never show up at your house with, like, a sack of beef. Going, dude, twist up a link. Star Trek's on. Let's get all full of sausage and laugh. Ew? You hate sausage, lady? That's weird. Most ladies love sausage, right, guys? Shut up. I'm so hacky, bitch. I gotta quit smoking pot, though, because I can't write material when I'm high. I always think I wrote the most genius joke of my life. And every morning, no fail, I'm looking at a cocktail napkin that says chicken monkey. What the fuck? Chicken monkey? Calling all my friends. Dude, what was the chicken monkey thing? I don't remember, man, but we were fucking crying. You should write that shit down, bro. I think this is going to be a good record because there's a lot of funny guys doing bits tonight. But, you know, it's really for people that smoke pot. You know, pot humor isn't for people that don't smoke pot. I can just picture, like, a year from now, some girlfriend hating us because her boyfriend's a total fucking stoner and she's never smoked weed in her life. And she's just like, yes, I heard that one. It wasn't funny 40 times ago. I know Doug Benson is God in your eyes, but no, oh God, I want a divorce. You guys have been very cool, man. Thanks a lot.
That was comedy from the Pot's Greatest Hit CD. We have links to buy it at normalaudiostash.com. Every purchase helps end marijuana prohibition in America. This has been Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. If you listen to the audio stash, vote for us at Podcast Alley or other podcast directory services. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. Everyone have a fun summer weekend out there, and we're back at 4:20 on Monday. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.